You're listening to Coleman Power on the Organic Fitness Podcast.
All right, welcome to the latest episode of the Coleman Power Organic Fitness Podcast. I have my latest guest and now officially new best friend. We have Mary Claire from the light of the County Cork. Some say the capital. I have lived there for a period of time and I'd say it's a pretty good county at that. Mary Claire, say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody. Delighted to be here with my new best friend, Coleman.
We literally met. We met online, as I do with most of my social media friends. And the thing about it is, we are literally on the same page. We're both high energy. And not only that, Mary Claire and myself will be someone who actually do help people. There's a lot of people that put out SH1T. We can curse on this shit podcast. I just said it. that put out useless pieces of content. Right. And the point is that Mary Claire, being a nutritionist, is someone that is putting out quality information and is majorly up and coming. And the point is, I brought her on to get her out there to the airwaves and bring her golden nuggets from the likes of the land of the living, County Cork, to your ears. So lend me your ears, everybody. And this is Mary Claire, who's going to tell us a small bit about her own background first and how she got into it. And we'll take it from there.
Hey, okay, so it's great to be here. Thanks for that intro, Coleman. It makes me sound absolutely fabulous. Loving that. Just a little background about me. I did actually start off in the food industry. I am a professional chef. I did that in college, like 20 something years ago, and worked in that for a few years and loved it. And then I sidled off into the fashion industry. I know that's like a wild aberration. And I spent 20 years working in that industry as a fashion buyer, traveling around to the fashion capitals. That was amazing. And managing this amazing store and working with wonderful people. But, you know, I got to a stage where I was like, it wasn't like, no pun intended, it wasn't feeding me anymore. It wasn't feeding my soul. And you know, this whole nutrition thing kept calling me. I've always been interested in food as a stimulus and how we respond to that, both internally and in our lives in general. And yeah, I just all came together and I just decided to go back to college and study nutrition and health coaching. And simultaneously, I entered a stage in my own life where I was entering perimenopause and I was having all these like fluctuations and like it was shit, basically. And then I developed an autoimmune, a thyroid disease around the same time. And I've since learned through my studies that that can be very prevalent in women who are going through what I'm going through now. So having all this power has kind of, or power, having all this knowledge has given me
power. Knowledge and power together is what
they're doing. Knowledge and power. No, for sure. Like, I mean, there are things that I know now that if I had known them 4 or 5 years ago, it would have saved me a lot of like, you know, like stress, you know, and upset and a lot of tears and a lot of going to doctors again and again and again. And, you know, just being told like that it's your age, but like, what does your age mean? What does that even mean? Like, you know, and I had excessive bleeding in my case and it's like, oh, really? That's my age. And anyway, look, we'll get onto all of that. But there's so much that you can do to support yourself as a woman at this stage in your life. And I just want to talk about that here because, as I say, I didn't know. So I feel that I want people to know about the things that they can do. And so a lot of it also is things that you know, Coleman, about like protecting yourself from hormone disruptors, like endocrine disruptors. You're very, I know, very involved in like organic growing and all that sort of stuff. And I feel really passionately about that as well.
Yeah. And that's what I suppose we connected day one through the likes of social media, talking and discussing about women's health in particular. And I suppose just to let the listeners know, what is the typical woman that you are trying to help in relation to balancing hormones, perimenopause and menopause? Tell them.
Okay, so it's a woman who's like, I guess, like myself. I mean, this all started for me when I was in my late 30s. And, you know, up to that, I was like perfect cycle. Everything was great. My form life was brilliant. And then all of a sudden it wasn't. So it's women who are, you know, early 40s, I guess late 30s, it did start for me then, I have to say, and onwards, who have probably, you know, might have a heavy enough life load. They might have like, I don't have children, but they might have, you know, a busy family. You might have like, you know, ailing parents at the same time. So you're kind of sandwiched at this time of life between, you know, people who need you. You might have a bit really busy job, which was the case for me. Like it was like a really, really intensive job. I was managing people, and I did have two sick parents, and it just all became too much. It just all became too much. And as I say, I didn't know that the support was out there. So it's women like me who are at this stage in their life where there are a lot of demands and there's a lot of going on in their bodies internally as well, a lot of fluctuations and changes, and they might know that that's happening. So they're putting it all down to external stress. But there's a lot of internal stress that you can control as well. We mightn't be able to control everything or what's going on outside, but we can take some level of control of what's going on inside. And the knowledge ahead of that, getting ahead of the game, can be very powerful. I'm not saying that everything is going to work for everybody, because the whole thing about what you and I do, Coleman, is that it's personalized nutrition. Everybody responds differently to stimulus or whatever, but there are definitely certain things, like I'm really passionate about balancing blood sugars and maintaining good gut health, and there are things like that that are absolutely vital when it comes into those perimenopausal years. I mean, they're essential all the time, but really at this time of life for a woman, you don't want to be having those blood sugar swings, and you don't want to be potentially finding yourself in a state of insulin resistance and things like that, because it's going to make things for sure worse for you. Things like your symptoms, like hot flashes and all these sort of brain fog and everything, you know. So it's what we can do to support ourselves in that.
Totally right. I mean, before we go any further, I want to even just give us a sort of brief typical examples of women and their cycles as they go through as they age. Fill me in on that.
Okay, so okay, we're going to do like a pit stop back to our biology class in school, but I mean, I've forgotten most of it. That's what led me in this trouble in the first place. So like a typical cycle for a typical woman is a 28-day cycle, and for the first 7 days of that cycle, she bleeds, we bleed, and then after that, progesterone, which is a hugely important hormone, starts to rise in our bodies from day 7 to around day 14. And I should probably say estrogen is really important to protect your joints and your muscles and your bones. But essentially, the purpose of this estrogen rise in this reproductive younger woman is to build up the lining of the womb, to build it up and fortify it in advance of this ovulation, this embryo that potentially could occur. So that's rising up until day 14. Then at day 14, we get this surge of testosterone and this libido, and we feel like we want to have sex. And that's obviously there intentionally to, you know, keep the race going and all that sort of stuff. So you get that surge around day 14. So that's another hormone that comes in, and then that recedes. And then from days, I don't know, like from days 16 onwards to day 28, we get progesterone, which is the third hormone that comes into the cycle there. And that the role of progesterone is essentially to nurture the lining of the womb and protect it. After the estrogen has done its job of building it up, the progesterone then nurtures it, and we get the release of neurotransmitters like GABA and these things to keep us happy and feel warm and protective of this embryo that might be coming even. And you know, these are the motherly feelings that we might get around then. So it's a very you know, there it makes sense, this cycle, if you look at it on a graph. It's all doing what it's supposed to do. But as I say, unfortunately, then when you get into your later years, these hormones just go fluctuating all over the shop, and you don't get the release of the hormones that we're used to, like the happy hormones, the dopamine and the serotonin. Like this kind of stuff gets completely dysregulated, and we don't have access to these neurotransmitters. Then you might find that you get really, really sad. And in my case, and I know you described me as high energy at the start, I mean, I'm a person who feeds off other people's energy, so you make me feel energized, Coleman. But I really suffered with lack of energy over the last few years, and with low mood and a lot of crying and not really knowing why I was crying. So obviously it was due to the loss of these hormones, you know.
Yeah, I suppose we've even touched on it and mentioned the word gut health. Like, is that one of the things, or is it would be something separate that you wish that you knew different foods that improve the likes of your gut health, or how important is nutrition overall? So we can touch on, I suppose, a little bit about gut health there.
Yeah, so gut health, Gut health is absolutely huge at this time because, like, when we're suffering with like hormone dysregulated hormones, we can be suffering with inflammation essentially. And inflammation, if you have inflammation in the gut lining, which can be due to like low stomach acid or anything like that, and stomach acid is there to protect pathogens coming into your body, essentially, this can contribute to a stress load on the body. And we know that when we're in menopause and perimenopause, we have an excess of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline and stuff like that. So you're looking at an imbalance there again. So the best way to balance that out is definitely looking at, making sure you get loads of fiber into your diet. Now, just a word of warning, when you start off with that, like if you eat loads of fiber, you might think, oh no, I feel like, oh my God, my flatulence is off the charts. And I'm like, I'm a mess. I'm so bloated. I'm worse than I ever was before. But I would advise, and I'm sure you're the same, Coleman, when it comes to fiber and getting all those new, it's slow and steady wins the race. It's just a little bit, start off on day one by maybe adding two more extra vegetables and then so on and so forth. And just take your time and don't give up on it because your stomach is distended and you feel like you've probably given your gut microbes a bit of a shock. And it's like none of us can like overeat like that
Yeah,
on day one.
and
So
I take that example and I pass it on to people that I would chat to as well, Marie-Claire, in relation to you don't really try and run the 10K all in one by just going, right, day one, let's run the 10K.
yeah.
We literally slowly go and we'll do a 15-minute workout today. Yeah, 15 minutes, I'm looking to run a 10K. Okay, yeah, if I actually 10K, you might die, but we won't do that in day one. So we literally start off small. We'd incorporate in maybe different types of lower types of fiber, or even making smoothies with it, mixing in
Yes.
combination. Maybe I'm going to say fruits and vegetables, and fruits are not the devil for anyone else who's out there. And Mary Claire would definitely agree with me on that.
Fruits are definitely not the devil. Fruits are so, so important. But when it comes to fruits, it's important to eat the whole fruits as much as you can to get the fiber in. So, like an apple a day. I genuinely believe that. I know it's an old saying,
Oh,
but
there you go.
I love an apple a day. I just think it's a foundational, easy thing. If you did one thing, an apple a day, as you're maybe put it with a bit of protein or something like that, a bit of almond butter if you wanted to, slow down the release of the sugar. But yeah, definitely, I totally agree with you about getting in the fiber and getting in all those phytonutrients and from those plant compounds. It's essential for protecting your gut and, keeping the integrity of your intestinal wall strong, because essentially your intestinal wall is like the gatekeeper. It's the barrier keeping the foreign invaders out. So you want to keep inflammation low when you are going through these fluctuations at this time in your life. The last thing you need is more, stress on your body, more inflammation. You know what I mean? The other thing worth noting as well is that autoimmune is like really prevalent in women who enter perimenopause as well. So, and it's like, I think it's double more so than it is in men. So therefore the suggestion is that there is an interplay between the female hormones and autoimmunity as well. So all the more reason to keep the lining of your gut as intact and as strong as you possibly can. So feeding your gut with plenty of probiotic foods as well is also a good idea, like kefir and kombucha and sauerkraut and things like that are fantastic for feeding your gut microbes.
Yes, and adding them in as much as you possibly can. I would myself even like to add those in first. So whether it's kefir, first thing down the hatch, lining this gut lining is like, boom, it's going to understand. It kind of reminds me of The Simpsons, I think, the show where Homer drinks wax and he lines his stomach so he can really eat. I'm pretty sure the likes of the hottest
I love it. That's
people are not going to
hilarious.
forget. People are not going to forget this now. I'm such a visual man, right? So anyone who hasn't seen The Simpsons, you've been living underneath a rock. And now also people know that I actually don't own a television ever since I moved out of home. No, I haven't time for television. Have you seen
All
my room?
right. You're too busy making podcasts.
Making podcasts, making people healthy and happy is where I'm at. But yeah,
Yes,
podcasts would totally
absolutely.
fall into that category in itself. But yeah, I know often people mention those words like probiotics. Those are fermented foods, as you touched on, the likes of the raw milks, the kefirs, the kombuchas, the sourdough breads, another absolute classic one. But what are the main issues? Like, take example, one or many or several or all your clients, try to put them in a combination. What's one of the many problems that they all seem to fall into on a regular basis with yourself?
I think a lot of people start their day without realizing it with a sugar breakfast, you know what I mean? So if you're having, if you're having oats for your breakfast, which are great, I love oats, but I think it's important to pair them up with some protein to slow down the release of the sugar, because essentially oats will turn into glucose in your body. So to slow down the release of that, we want to prevent blood sugar spikes and dips. We want to get a balance in our blood sugar, the release of sugar into our blood, basically. And the greatest way of doing that is starting out the morning with a slow burning protein breakfast that contains, a load of eggs, maybe some. I'm all into the good fats. We have to have the good fats. In fact, I had an omelet for breakfast this morning, and I had half an avocado inside, and I even threw on some extra virgin olive oil for the crack, so that I'd be getting some extra fat. Fat is fabulous. Can I just coin that now? All
Yes, you
right.
can.
All
We have
right.
that tattooed, and if anyone else tries to steal it, we can. It's patented here today. I've written it down and
That is
contacted you to find out.
fabulous. No, but it is like fat's got a bad rap. You
I
know what I
wish it
mean?
was, yeah, I wish the name fat was actually changed to something else. Like it was
Yeah.
called mug. All right, I'll have to have
Mug.
protein, I'll have to have mugs, and I'll have to have my carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Because when people hear the word fat, they
Yeah.
wince, they turn
Yeah.
sideways, and they curl up in a
Yeah.
ball and they go,
Yeah.
I don't want to get fat, right? But
Yeah.
fat, actually consuming healthy fats, is something
Totally.
that does not make you fatter, never will, or never should be something that people should be worried about, in fact.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think, we're not even going to go into that, but there was big, huge, massive marketing, governmental campaigns behind that we're powerless against, obviously. But, we're not. You and I and people in this industry can do our best to, to purport the value of fat and how important it is for our whole body health, for sure. But yeah, so getting more protein into your diet is essential for all of us, but particularly for women at this life stage. It's like not getting enough of that to support your bones, your brain health, your all over body health as well. But that's definitely a mistake that I see, or even, the breakfast cereals and, just not getting enough slow releasing energy into their body, if you know what I mean. And the carbohydrates that people might be eating tend to be fast releasing carbohydrates. So, it's like swapping out, maybe even though I love spuds, but eating sweet potatoes, eating, whole grain brown rice, slow releasing carbohydrates, and pairing that up with your carbohydrates and just getting loads of fiber in. And you can make all these foods delicious. You know what I mean?
Cooking from scratch is healthy, it's fun, and it can be delicious. It doesn't have to be the potatoes here or the rice, the
Yeah.
pasta, or more so the likes of the spinach over that section, and the chicken or the fish or whatever the protein source over this section. You mix them all together, put them in one pan, you add in the likes of the flavors, put the salt, make it flick off the elbow, straight into the pan, boom, pink Himalayan salt. I need to do that video. Thank you.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. What's your favorite quick, healthy, either I'm going to say lunch or dinner? We've touched a little bit on breakfast, so we're giving people ideas. What would you go towards? You gotta hit me up with
Well,
some lunches or dinners.
okay, well, for dinner, do you know what? I definitely make this once a week because it's easy and it's fast. I make just like quick curries with like, I make it vegetarian a lot actually, with squash and, pan fry off all my veggies, throw in a can of chickpeas, throw in a can of tomatoes, throw in a co can of coconut milk, finish it off with a load of spinach, loads of herbs and sp or not herbs, loads of spices. And spices are plant foods as well. If you're trying to get in a diversity of plants, let's just say you're aiming for 30 a week or something like that. Every single plant you put in there, like your cumin, your coriander, every single one of those counts. And I just find that easy and quick. And then you can get a couple of days out of that as well. So I find things like that kind of easy, to be honest, to make, like one pot dishes, like casseroles. I do cook with like fish a lot as well, make myself. Like I love like tomato kind of sauces, like that you make over a long time, and the flavors infuse, and you have those with like a nice piece of white fish and maybe some little baby potatoes on the side. And but just always think about the diversity of vegetables. So in that sauce alone, you could have five or six plants. And then on the side, you can have sides of whatever. Do some like sauteed bok choy or some asparagus when it comes into the summer now, whatever's in season. And just, it's not as hard as you think it is. It's just starting is hard, I think.
Yeah, you're
Starting
so
anything is
right.
start. It's
That
like a
nearly is
habit.
hard. Habit of cooking from scratch. Buying and going to either, I'd be a major fan of it, going to a country market. All right. You're not a million
Yes.
miles away from the likes of Ballymaloe. Going down there
Yes.
and getting stuff, what's in season? The lads won't have anything that's not in season. So people be like, oh, I don't know what's in season. I don't want to get that broccoli because it
Yeah.
might be. What the hell? Just go down to the country markets. The lads will only give you what they have grown in the polytunnel. And
Yeah.
that's kind of it. Don't be trying to make a problem before you even go to the likes of the place where you can get the best type of food you possibly can. And just take example. Mary
Yeah.
Claire's literally saying curry. Curry is literally adding a protein source. That's chicken, that's fish, that's turkey, that's lentils if you're on a plant-based diet. And try not to do that for yourself because you're minimizing the amount of foods that you are eating in a week. Most people are under-eating. We're under-eating at
Yes.
breakfast, we're under-eating at lunch, under-eating our dinners, which is not helping us, which leads us on to controlling your blood sugars, right? Mary Claire, what do you recommend for controlling blood sugars for people on a regular basis? Because these spikes can lead to cravings, which we typically then lean towards the likes of those biscuits, chocolates, cakes. So blood sugar controlling methods, tips, fill me in.
Well, the first thing I've already hit on it there, definitely number one is getting protein in at the start of the day. Getting your protein in at the start of the day. Because if you start your day off with, let's just say you start off your day with a bowl of cornflakes and, you know, a sweetened yogurt and a few slices of toast, right? And you're just like, geez, you're going off to work and you are flying. You're just loaded with energy. You're, my God, because you've got a fast, they're quick releasing sources of energy. They're 100% like they will convert into glucose and that's going to be like you're powered up, you're ready to go. But literally, if you have that at 9, by 11, you're exhausted. You're exhausted. You've just fallen off the cliff. So to avoid that in the first place, start off with protein. Like I said, an omelet. Eggs are great. I mean, there's no. And lads, do you know what's great? Leftovers. Let's just say you made the curry last night. Why can't you have some of the curry for breakfast that morning? Like delicious cottage cheese on some wholemeal toast. There's loads of things. Greek yogurt with nuts and seeds. These are things slow releasing, and you're going to feel good. If you need to have your coffee, which we all love our coffee, try to wait 90 minutes or so before you're having that, because
90 minutes.
90 minutes because caffeine is great, but it does, you know, it does induce a cortisol response to caffeine. So basically, you want your natural hormones, like say your melatonin, your cortisol, which woke you up, you want that to go down. So you don't want to be interrupting the normal ebb and flow. We've got enough going on at this time in our lives. So stay off that for a while, but enjoy it then. Enjoy it then 90 minutes later, but maybe a handful of nuts, around 11 o'clock. And then for your lunch, then fiber, fiber, fiber definitely slows down blood sugar release. So a nice, juicy, big salad for lunch with loads of vegetables. Throw in again some protein, like some eggs, some cheese, some chicken, some tofu. Delicious stuff. If you make yourself a hearty vegetable soup, do try and have a bit of protein with it, like get a tin of mackerel or, you know, a chicken breast or something. Got to get the protein in there, guys. And then again in the afternoon, you know, if you're having that apple, pair it with the almond butter or something like that. And then dinner again, you know, get in the protein, vegetables, you know, your butternut squashes, try your curries, your lentil dals, your if you like
Stir
meat, make yourself
fries,
nice chili, stir fries, tray bakes. I love tray bakes.
just put the veg and all everything in one tray into the oven. Out she pops. You add
Yeah.
whatever you like to it. I'd be a major
Yeah.
fan of even like mussels or prawns or any other seafood.
Yum.
Let's normalize, okay? Having dinner for breakfast. I love that last night's curry for breakfast. We can. Well, who's not allowing me to have that? Who decided? And I've actually, just because I'm Coleman, actually now and again decided to have my dessert, which is actually just a yogurt and fruit and cinnamon, and sometimes I put a
Yum.
protein supplement before my dinner, because I'm the boss of me, and that's what keeps me healthy. Because if sometimes people are cooking and they're so far beyond hungry, they end up snacking on bread, on crackers. They take out the clobber that's straight in
Yeah.
front of the cooker, they take it out and they take them bites. That's the killer's one. That they're the ones that are gonna not help you to be as healthy. And we have touched on it, Mary Claire. It's for breakfast. Not just having that one type of, I'm going to say, macronutrient, carbs for your bread, carbs for your porridge, carbs with your honey, carbs with your fruit, carbs with your cereal and cornflakes, whatever. There are other cereals available. So I always want say that. So, right, it's just not sticking to that. Like, these are simple principles, but people are not doing the simple thing. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. No, totally. But I think, to be fair, Coleman, like, I think people didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know myself all about this, about the importance of blood sugar balancing and, you know, what it can result in if you don't, like, insulin resistance. And just getting back to the female hormone thing, that can be really, really disruptive if you are insulin resistant. It can disrupt the transportation of the estrogen and the progesterone and so on and so forth. So all the more reason to make sure that you have a slow and steady burn of energy, as opposed to, you know, when you eat those fast releasing carbohydrates, it's literally like putting petrol on a fire. You've got a massive whoosh and you're like, whoa. And then half an hour later, you're freezing. You're like, put another whoosh. Whereas if you put coal on your fire, if you put a nice bit of coal is like your protein and your fat. It's slow burning. It will give you long, sustained energy all day long. You'll be like, I can do this shit, man. I've got this. As opposed to, I'm exhausted. I hate my boss. I want to leave my job. Oh my God, I'll take some sugar. Oh my God, I hate it here. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard enough being a woman or being a human. Never mind this crack going on.
That is so true. The roller coaster of 1 minute you're fine, then you're not. Then you're fine, up,
Yeah.
down. And nobody wants that. That's not healthy for the body. That's not healthy for our, I suppose, our whole system in choosing foods we come into contact with. Because then we that's draining. That's draining on the body, that's draining on the mind. And then towards the end of the day, someone says, Jesus Christ, you know what? Will you have this cake? And you say, well, Jesus Christ, I will. I will. I have not only one slice, I'll have two, I'll have three. Eat the whole damn thing. That's what happens. Happens to
Totally,
us.
totally.
In a nutshell. And again, I suppose just conscious of time in itself, roughly at about 5 minutes, I'm going to talk about, and we're going to touch on the likes of the Mediterranean diet. Right, fill me in
Right.
on why and what your preference may be towards that.
Well, I think that, you know, look, as you know, and I know Coleman in the nutrition world now. Coleman? Oh, yeah,
I'm
there
here.
you are. Sorry, I'm like, where's Coleman? Sorry. No, like we, you know, it can be very confusing, I think, for people. And there's so much information out there, and it's like, what do I do? What don't I do? And it's very hard to know what to do. But just touching on what we were talking about there about, you know, getting in good quality proteins and good fats and whole grains and so on and so forth. If you look at all of the conflicting evidence and advice that's out there, the one diet, I don't even like that word, but the one way of eating that has remained kind of consistently in every, I think, you know, every kind of nutrition person's point of view that works is the Mediterranean diet. Unless, of course, you're a carnivore, you know, that's fair. You're not going to agree with all probably the fruits and veg there or whatever. But it has it all, you know what I mean? It's like a foundation of getting in your good fats and your protein, like your, you know, your fishy, your oils, you know what I mean? The height, the fats and you know,
Omega-3s, yeah,
low.
classics.
Yeah, exactly. And loads of fruits and vegetables and maybe touching on the red meat, you know, once a week and, you know, whole grains. And it's just a diet that works for the bodies that we have. And there's a reason why these people in the Mediterranean are living to be centenarians and onwards. You know what I mean? In really healthy bodies that seem to be to have joints that are endlessly lubricated. And I'm like, what's going on? And that's why it's because they live on a diet of good high quality fat and of plenty of phytonutrients. And you know, I mean, is there any more to be said about it? I think if you work your diet around the foundations of the Mediterranean, the principles of the Mediterranean diet, I think you're off to a really good start.
Yep. And in a nutshell, right, before we finish up, I want you to literally tell me three foods that you want and can choose from anything we've discussed that people should add into their diet this week as soon as they listen to this podcast. Mary Claire, top three, go in. Does not be in any particular order. Three foods.
Okay, it's got to be avocados. And can
Avocados.
will I put extra virgin olive oil in with that as well because it's fast.
Is
Drizzle
that okay?
extra
We kind of
virgin.
have a two, three. We're gonna lean towards four. This is the first time anyone's ever done that to me, but okay,
Okay,
good.
just avocados.
No, but oh,
And none of this rubbish about half an avocado. What do you think about that, Coleman?
look, there's most people we've discussed are under eating foods. The whole
Yes.
idea of it is there's no one ever going to say, do you know what? It was the fucking half an avocado that overthrew me over the bridge, and that's what
Yeah.
actually is causing me a problem. It's not real foods. It's ultra processed foods. It's the alcoholic
Absolutely.
weekend when we pop open the bottle, we pour it
Yeah.
into the glass. We can't even find a wine glass. We're just using the kids' glasses. And then we suck the sour down. Okay, that's our problem. Right, food item number two after extra virgin olive oil and our full avocado, number two, if not three.
Okay, number two. Well, there's another type of food that we didn't discuss, and it's polyphenols. And so I would have to include dark chocolate. I mean, I'm not going to live a life without chocolate, man.
Dark
You know what I
chocolate.
mean? So it's
Yeah,
got to
dark.
be in there. It's got to be in there. And that happens to be high in those compounds. They're plant compounds. So you get in green tea as well, which I actually happen to love as well. So it's good dark chocolate in there, man. I love dark chocolate. Okay.
Oh
So
my God.
that's
That's
my
number
number
two,
two.
if not number three. And now we're going to, but I'm going to tell you quickly, there's like this recipe that I saw online yesterday. I'm definitely going to make it. So you get the avocado after we eat it, the skin, the shell, you pour in melted dark chocolate. Okay. After that, then you put it into the fridge, you take it back out, and you peel off that. So it's really a hard shell. You then are freezing. No, you blitz the avocado that you took out with banana, and you literally then put that into the center, banana and avocado. I think there's salt in there too. My mouth is watering. I have to make this. I make a
Oh my
real.
God, I want to make it too.
So then you bring that, put it, level it, put it into the freezer, take it back out. It's ice cream, avocado and banana with salt and healthy fats. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh my God, I want it. Will you send me that?
No.
Sounds delicious. Okay, my number three is, and I'm thinking on the fly here now. You've caught me, but I actually realized this is something I love almond butter. It's something I have like most days. We're at the fat again. We're also at fiber and we're at protein, you know, within the almond butter, you're getting a bang of all three. And I find, let's just say you wanted to have a carbohydrate, like some, I don't know, like bread or whatever, an oat cake. I love those Nairn's oat cakes. Put some almond butter on it and a piece of apple, and it's a really delicious snack. I couldn't live without almond butter. I'm putting it out there. I love almond
Yeah,
butter. I didn't.
those
I
are
just
our
love it. Okay.
three classics from the
Classics.
wealth of knowledge. Most certainly, Mary Claire. Quickly tell me your social media hashtags, and we will put this up on social media for people to contact you directly if they want to work with you or find out more.
So I'm at MaryClaire_nutrition, and you can email me at hello.mary. Oh, hello. Hello at MaryClaire.ie.
Yes, and I tell you what, this has been an absolute pleasure. This is not the first time, most certainly more so the last time that we'll be talking to this wonderful individual, full of knowledge. And I always end these shows by saying, stay tuned, stay classy, and keep it organic.
Love you.
Talk soon. Enjoyed this week's podcast. And if you would do me a small favor, that helps me massively. If you could be a share leader on your stories, leave a review and or just pass it on to one individual and family member through your social media. That helps massively. You would barely believe it. All right. And things coming up very, very soon in the near future. Okay. We have gone into the likes of the month of April. Okay. We have the Camino fully booked out. Okay. Don't you worry about that. Because we are going then on to the likes of, okay, the next Grow Your Own in the 13th of, I'm going to say April, but not only that, in Lismore, in Bally in-house, okay, where there is private grounds, we'll be showing you hands-on demo how to do it, most certainly yourself, so you can do the exact same thing at home. We are leaning in on to the likes of the bank holiday weekend in May. May is busy. We have the 4th and the 5th, okay, there is a cookery masterclass, but I'm not cooking on that occasion. I'm also showing you guys how to grow inside in a polytunnel and raise beds. Example, that's the 4th and the 5th. That's in Kilkenny. Yeah, that's in Mountain View, Kilkenny. We are then leaning towards the classic, okay, Skull Retreat on the 11th. Okay, starting on Friday, the 10th. The 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of May. Okay, if you want to come to any of these different events, okay. And there's even a further one on May the 24th. That is the Mallow in County Cork Flower and Garden Show. I will be at that one too. You want to come to any of these events, send me a private message. I will send you the link directly. Other than that, see you next week. Enjoyed this week's podcast. And if you would do me a small favor, that helps me massively. If you could be a share leader on your stories, leave a review and or just pass it on to one individual and family member through your social media. That helps massively. You would barely believe it. All right. And things coming up very, very soon in the near future. Okay. We have going into the likes of the month of April. Okay. We have the Camino fully booked out. Okay. Don't you worry about that. Because we are going then on to the likes of, okay, the next Grow Your Own in the 13th of, I'm going to say April, but not only that, in Lismore, in Bally, Bally in House, okay, where there is private grounds. We'll be showing you hands-on demo how to do it, most certainly yourself, so you can do the exact same thing at home. We are leaning in on two. Like, so the bank holiday weekend in May. May is busy. We have the 4th and the 5th. Okay, there is a cookery masterclass, but I'm not cooking on that occasion. I'm also showing you guys how to go inside in a polytunnel and raise beds. Example, that's the 4th and the 5th. That's in Kilkenny. Yeah, that's at Mountain View, Kilkenny. We are then leaning towards the classic, okay, Skull Retreat on the 11th. Okay, starting on Friday, the 10th. The 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of May. Okay, if you want to come to any of these different events, okay, and there's even a further one on May the 24th. That is the Mallow in County Cork Flower and Garden Show. I will be at that one too. You want to come to any of these events, send me a private message. I will send you the link directly. Other than that, see you next week.